This is the Sakha Murli of the 8th of the 7th, 2025. The essence, sweet children, this life of yours is very, very valuable because you are now serving the world according to Srimad. You are making this hell into heaven. Question, what is the reason why your happiness disappears and how can you resolve that? Answer, your happiness disappears, firstly, when you become body conscious. Secondly, when you have doubts in your heart. This is why Baba advises you, whenever any doubt arises, instantly ask Baba about it. Practice being soul conscious and you will remain constantly happy. Om Shanti. God is the highest on high. God speaks in front of his children, I am making you the highest on high. Therefore, you children should experience so much happiness. You understand that Baba is making you into the masters of the whole world. Human beings say, the Supreme Father, the Supreme Soul is the highest on high. The Father himself says, I do not become the master of the world. God speaks, human beings say, God is the highest on high, whereas I say, my children are the highest on high. He proves this to you. He inspires you to make effort according to the drama, as he did in the previous cycle. The Father continues to explain, if you don't understand something, then ask about it. Human beings don't know anything at all. They neither know what this world is nor what paradise is. No matter how many lords and miracles, kings, etc., that have been and gone, no matter how much wealth Americans have, no one could be as wealthy as Lakshmi and Narayan. In America, they have built the White House, etc., but there will be a golden house there studded with diamonds and jewels. That is called a land of happiness. Only you perform the parts of heroes and heroines. You become diamonds. It used to be the golden age and it is now the iron age. The Father says, you are so fortunate. God himself sits here and explains to you. Therefore, you should remain so happy. This study of yours is for the new world. This life of yours is the most valuable because you are serving the world. People call out to the Father, come and make hell into heaven. People speak of Heavenly God, the Father. The Father says, you were in heaven, were you not? You are now in hell. Then you will be in heaven again. When hell begins, you forget the things of heaven. This will happen again. From the golden age, you definitely have to go to the iron age. Baba repeatedly tells you children, whenever you have any doubt in your heart, due to which your happiness disappears, tell Baba about it. The Father sits here and teaches you. Therefore, you should study, should you not. It is because you become body conscious that you don't have that happiness. There should be happiness, should there not? The Father is only the master of Brahmand, whereas you become the masters of the world. Although the Father is called the Creator, it isn't that annihilation takes place and that he then creates a new world, no. The Father says, I simply make this old world new. I make you into the masters of that new world and the destruction of this old world. I do not do anything. This too is fixed in the drama. You invite me to come into this old world. I make you into lords of divinity. So although you children go to the land of divinity yourselves, you never invite me there. Do you ever invite me and say, Baba, come and visit the land of divinity? You never invite me there. It is said, everyone remembers God at times of sorrow in this impure world. When they have happiness, no one remembers him. Neither do they remember me, nor do they invite me there. In the Copper Age, they simply build temples to me and place images of me there. If not of stone, they create a lingam of diamonds and place it there in order to worship me. These are such wonderful things. Listen to this very well with your ears wide open. Your ears also have to be purified. There has to be purity first. It is said the milk of a lioness can only be stored in a golden vessel. Here too, when there is purity, you will be able to imbibe this knowledge. The father says, lust is the greatest enemy, and it has to be conquered. This is your last birth. You also know that this is the same Mahabharat war. Destruction takes place every cycle, and it will happen identically now too, according to the drama. You children will have to build your own palaces in heaven once again, exactly as you did in the previous cycle. Heaven is also called paradise. The word paradise has been taken from the Puranas scriptures. They say that fairies used to live in Mansarova, the magic lake, and that anyone who took a dip in that lake would become a fairy. In fact, it is the Gyan Mansarova, the lake of knowledge. By taking a dip in that, you become completely transformed. A beautiful person is called a fairy. It isn't the fairy is someone with wings. Just as you call the Pandavas the Mahaviras, so those people have created very large images of the Pandavas and their caves, etc. They waste so much money on the path of devotion. The father says, I made you children so wealthy. What did you do with all of that wealth? Bharat used to be so wealthy. Look what the condition of Bharat has now become. Those who were 100% solvent have now become 100% insolvent. You children should now make so many preparations. You should explain to the children, remember Shiv Baba and you will become like Sri Krishna. You children should remain so happy. However, only those who constantly serve others can experience limitless happiness. The main thing is that your dharana, your behavior, should be very, very royal. Your food and drink should be very good. Whoever comes to you children should be served in every way, physically as well as spiritually. When you serve them both spiritually and physically, you will experience great happiness. Tell whoever comes the true story of the true Narayan. In the scriptures, they have written so many stories. They say Brahma emerged from the navel of Vishnu. They have also shown scriptures in Brahma's hand. Now, how could Brahma emerge from Vishnu's navel? This is such a deep secret. No one else can understand this. There is no question of anyone emerging from a navel. Brahma becomes Vishnu and Vishnu becomes Brahma. It takes a second for Brahma to become Vishnu. It is said, liberation and life in a second. The father granted me a vision and said, you will become the form of Vishnu. I had faith in a second. I also had a vision of destruction. Otherwise, I was living in royal splendor in Calcutta. I had no difficulty and was living in great royalty. The Father is now teaching you the business of the jewels of this knowledge. That business was nothing compared to this business. However, there is a difference between this one's part and your parts. When Baba entered him, he instantly renounced everything. The bhati had to be created. He also renounced everything. You crossed the river and came to the bhati. Look what happened, but you weren't concerned about anyone else. It is said that Sri Krishna abducted women. Why? To make them into queens. This bhati was created to make you children into empresses of heaven. So many stories have been written in the scriptures. However, you now understand what actually happens in practical terms. There is no question of abducting anyone. He was insulted in the previous cycle too, and his name was also defamed. This is the drama. Whatever takes place, it happens exactly as it did in the previous cycle. You understand very clearly that those who claimed the kingdom in the previous cycle will definitely come. The Father says, I too come every cycle and make Bharat into heaven. The full calculation of 84 births is shown. In the golden age, you remain immortal. There is no untimely death there. Shiv Baba inspires you to conquer death. He says, I am the death of all deaths. There are also devotional stories about that. You conquer death. You are now going to the land of immortality. In order to attain a high status in the land of immortality, you first have to become pure, and secondly, you have to imbibe divine virtues. Keep a daily chart for yourself. You experience a loss through Ravan and a profit through me. Businessmen would understand these things very well. These are the jewels of this knowledge. Scarcely any businessman would do business with that one. You have come here to do business. Some do business very well and claim a deal of heaven for 21 births. It isn't even only 21 births, but you remain very happy for 50 to 60 births. You become multi-millionaires. Lotus flowers have been shown at the feet of the deities. No one understands the meaning of that. You are now becoming multi-millionaires. Therefore, you should experience so much happiness. The Father says, I am so ordinary. I have come to take you children to heaven. You call out to me, O purifier, come. Come and purify us. Pure human beings reside in the land of happiness. There cannot be any history or geography of the land of peace. So that is a tree of souls. There is no question of the subtle region. However, you now understand how the world cycle turns. There was the dynasty of Lakshmi and Narayan in the Golden Age. It isn't that only one Lakshmi and Narayan rule there. The population does grow. Then, in the Copper Age, those who had been worthy of worship became worshippers. People then say to God, you are worthy of worship and a worshipper. Just as they say that God is omnipresent, you understand these things. For half a cycle, you have been saying that God is the highest on high. Now God says to you, you children are the highest on high. Therefore, you should follow the advice of such a father. You also have to look after your households. Not everyone can stay here. If everyone were to stay here, such a big building would have to be built. One day you will see such a long queue forming here, from the bottom to the top, just to have a glimpse. When someone is unable to have a glimpse, he starts being abusive. He wants to have a glimpse of the Mahatma. However, that one is the father of the children, and he only teaches his children. Some of those to whom you show the path continue to move along very well, whereas others are unable to imbibe anything. So many listen to all of this and then leave everything behind when they go outside. There isn't that happiness. Neither do they study, nor do they have yoga. Baba tells you so often to keep a chart. Otherwise, there will be a lot of repentance. Check your chart to see how much you remember Baba. There is a lot of praise of the ancient yoga of Bharat. The father explains, if you don't understand something, ask Baba about it. Previously, you didn't know anything. Baba says, this is a forest of thorns. Lust is the greatest enemy. These words are mentioned in the Gita itself. People used to study the Gita, but they did not understand the meaning of it. Baba studied the Gita throughout his whole life. He used to believe that the message in the Gita was very elevated. On the path of devotion, there is so much respect for the Gita. There are large Gitas and also small Gitas. Those same pictures of Sri Krishna and other deities can be bought for a few pesos. Huge temples are then created which have those pictures. The father explains, you have to become beads of the rosary of victory. Say to the sweetest Baba, Baba, Baba. Some of you understand that Baba gives you the sovereignty of heaven, but then the same ones become those who are amazed on hearing this knowledge. They speak this knowledge, and then Maya makes them divorce Baba and run away. When you say Baba, then Baba means Baba. On the path of devotion too, it is remembered, he is the husband of all husbands. There is only the one guru of all gurus. He is our father. He is the ocean of knowledge, the purifier. You children say, Baba, we have been claiming our inheritance from you every cycle. We meet you every cycle. We will definitely receive our unlimited inheritance from you. Our unlimited father. The main thing is alpha. Then beta, the kingdom, is merged in that. Baba implies an inheritance. Those are limited, whereas this is unlimited. There are many limited Babas, but only the one unlimited father. Acha. To you sweetest children, who have come and met me again after 5,000 years, love, remembrance, and good morning from Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence Vodarna, 1. Do physical and subtle service and experience limitless happiness, and also give others this experience. Have great royalty in your behavior and in your food and drink. 2. In order to claim a high status in the land of immortality, become pure and also imbibe divine virtues. Check your chart to see how much you remember Baba. Check that you are accumulating an imperishable income for yourself. Make your ears pure so that you are able to imbibe all of this. Blessing. May you be a soul who is constantly merged in love and who, while serving, races in the experiences of remembrance. You do stay in remembrance, but you now have to continue to increase your experience of the attainments you receive from that remembrance. Now make special time and pay attention to this, so that you are recognized as a soul who is merged in love and lost in an ocean of experiences. Just as you feel purity and peace in this atmosphere, in the same way, let it be experienced that you are an elevated yogi soul who is absorbed in love. There is an impact of this knowledge, but let there also be an impact from your being an embodiment of success in yoga. While doing service, remain immersed in the experiences of remembrance and have a race of experiences of the pilgrimage of remembrance. Slogan: to accept success here and now means to finish your reward of the future. Avyak signal: accumulate the power of thoughts and become an instrument for elevated service. The more you children continue to become filled with the power of elevated thoughts, the more you will clearly be able to see the form of elevated service being done. Each one of you will experience someone calling you, that someone is invoking you, one with a divine intellect and pure thoughts. Some will see the Father and this place in a divine vision. With both types of experiences, you will reach your elevated destination at a very fast speed. Om Shanti.